Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
When I'm looking for high-quality furniture that doesn't break the bank, I don't have to settle for subpar styles because I can find everything I need at Bob's Discount Furniture. At Bob's, I can score everyday low prices on pieces that real customers love, like Consumer Reports recommended mattresses, real marble dining sets, and the best-selling modular Bob's sectional, which has over 1,700 five-star reviews. So stock up on five-star style and visit Bob's, where America shops for furniture.
Did you have any, like, I know you were super busy. You're packing. You're trying to get back home to Georgia. This Monday night in particular was an interesting one. You know, the NFL playoffs are hot and heavy. It was divisional round weekend. So you had football on Saturday and on Sunday. Then you wake up Monday. It's Martin Luther King Day. So it's a bank holiday. No school if you got young kids. Oh, yeah, then it's Inauguration Day.
That's right.
So if you're trying to watch TV, every national news channel was just wall-to-wall coverage of what was happening in Washington, D.C. And then when you're, like, cooking dinner and getting ready for nighttime, you're like, oh, yeah, the national championship game is on.
Oh, yeah, wait, yeah.
Do we need to think about moving the national championship game off of Monday nights? Is there a Saturday night that it could be? Should you put it on Friday night? Like, college football is so big now. It's such a big business. Do we need to keep it on Monday nights, Jake?
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought this up. It just seems to be a hot topic on the Twitter feed right now. And I would even kind of add on top of this, I think college football is for Saturdays and for New Year's Day. That's just me personally. And I would love to see this national championship game moved up. I feel like you're competing with the NFL playoffs too much. I'd love to have it moved up kind of earlier in January, maybe the week after New Year's Day. Or, I mean, if we could knock out the national championship day on New Year's Day, I think that'd be fantastic.
Yeah,
obviously there's a lot of, you know, downtime, you know, during that time and a lot of TV deals. I get it, but
you can really build it up,
right? Yeah, and build it up the right way. I feel like We've hit that climax at the college football season already, and this was just on the downhill, and kind of everybody was ready for this to be over with and or forgotten about, to be quite honest. It drug out for too long, and I'd love to see it kind of be a little more bang, 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 in my opinion.
Yeah, so Joel Klatt, a great college football analyst who I respect a ton over on Fox Sports, he tweeted this out, quote, "This is supposed to be the pinnacle of our sport, the destination for every player, coach, and fan, yet somebody decided long ago that playing the national championship on a Monday night deep into the NFL playoffs was a good idea. The mismanagement of college football has been egregious." Now, my first thought is, well, what's the solution, right? Like, what's the best answer? Todd Furman, a guy who I forget what, is he still in the sports betting space? He is. He's at CBS Sports HQ and covers Bet the Board Pod. He says the same thing, like, well, what's the best solution? Half the crowd is saying move the regular season up. So start the games earlier, mid-August, whatever that might look like. And then you could create that January 1st national championship game and you would get monster ratings. And how would you do that? Well, you know, that 2.5-3 week lull between conference championship and the start of the college football playoff, you could make up some time there, maybe have that first round the week after the conference championship games and keep it moving and try to get to that January 1st date. So maybe a week or 2 weeks earlier than the Labor Day weekend start that we're used to, and then push through right after the conference championship weekend. But then I saw another one that could be even more interesting, because college football certainly doesn't look like they're interested in moving the schedule up. Maybe you move it back a little bit. And I don't even know who this guy is, JB from the USA on Twitter. He says the national championship game should be on a Sunday the week before the Super Bowl. Okay. So you'd have championship weekend. Of course, that's this weekend, January 26th. Then you have that dead week where the Pro Bowl is that Sunday. The Pro Bowl is like a, you know, field day now. Uh-huh. Put the national championship game on that Sunday, and then it leads you into Super Bowl week. Any thoughts there?
Yeah. And then see, I think it may be good for the viewer or the fan, but I think that would be disastrous for the coaching staff, recruiting.
Yeah. There's a lot of other stuff going on. School. Yeah, forget these kids are in school still.
Right. Yeah. You kind of forget they're in school too. And, and they got a lot going on as well. I mean, you start getting that. Then we're in the next semester. Some people are trying to transfer out. Other people are trying to do draft prep and train for the combine.
Senior bowl, all that
stuff. Yeah. So, I mean, I saw somewhere they're trying to talk about moving this transfer portal window to this 2 weeks in January.
Yeah.
So I like the earlier. Maybe a week
earlier, and then just push through conference championship week and just get it going right after that.
I'm down for that. The only thing there kind of becomes the high school recruiting and early enrolling. Then you just kind of maybe get lost in the shuffle and you get lost behind there. You forget about finals. There's a lot to think about. I think there is no perfect and easy solution, but I would like to see maybe the fans have a say in how this is all orchestrated. Maybe not. I doubt it. But man, let's get a good opinion piece going, and let's see if we can make something happen.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire. Plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Yeah, let us know. If you have an idea, hit us up on social media at Punt and Pass, at Drew Butler, at From Jake. It seems like the easiest one, and this is a tweet that I see. It says, start sooner and keep it moving. Round one, the weekend after the conference championships. Quarterfinals on campus the weekend before Christmas. Semifinals on New Year's Day. And then the championship game the week after that. So you're kind of going back to what it has been. Remember, this year it was way, way later, January 20th. No team ended up playing 17 games because both of these teams didn't play in a conference championship. But 16 games, Jake, that is a long, long college football season. Just food for thought. Food for thought. Another food for thought. This is the last thing we'll touch on. Could Ohio State's national championship this year be shrouded in fraudulence? It makes you think. I saw this Venn diagram. Spencer, go ahead and pull it up. And I thought to myself, wow, this is a damning case to Buckeye fans nationwide. I don't know who tweeted this, but they say this is by far the most fraudulent national champion of the college football playoff era. Why is that? Well, it's because Ohio State in the college football playoff era is the only team to have won the national championship that, one, did not win their conference championship, two, lost to their rival, and three, lost to an unranked opponent during their national championship campaign. Now, some teams have won a national championship without winning their conference championship. Georgia did it in 2021. Alabama's done it in the past. Some teams have lost to their rival and then gone on to win a national championship, like Alabama did in 2017 when they lost to Auburn, but they still went to the national championship game and won. And then some teams have won a national championship, but they've lost to an unranked opponent. Ohio State did it back in 2014, the first ever college football playoff, and Clemson did it in 2016. But Ohio State, the first ever, Jake, team in the college football playoff era to not win their conference championship, to not beat their rival, and to lose to an unranked opponent sitting alone in the middle of that Venn diagram. I don't know, man. This is an asterisk of all asterisks that will be next to their college football playoff national championship from 2024. A few teams ran the table. They didn't lose to anybody, and they won their conference championship. Clemson, Bama twice, LSU, Georgia in 2022, and Michigan last year. So, Buckeye fans, what are your thoughts here? Wow, a lot of talking points here, Jake Fromm.
Yeah, and probably one that you wouldn't really expect, but I have an issue with this Venn diagram because I'm looking at the Alabama circle lost to rival 2017.
Yes.
Well, not only did they lose to the rival, but they should be
championship game.
They didn't win the conference championship.
They need to move that into the other one.
Right. And so then kind of the argument, it's a less of an argument now for this 2024 Ohio State team and kind of where they are here in the intersection of all three of these circles. So I don't know who made this, man. If they could, you know,
I think that might be doctoring it a little bit to help their argument, which, you know, I'm no stranger of doing. So let's just keep it as is for the sake of the conversation that we're having right now.
Yeah, I just have to call it how I see it. And
yeah, that's a good way to put it.
I'm like, wait a minute, 2017, I know that year. Wait a minute, I won a conference championship there. So anyway, is it fraudulent? I don't know. I know you definitely cannot call them the greatest college football team of all time.
Correct.
That is forbidden. We shall not do that. Will not do that, and I hope Ohio State's not doing that. And even their own fan base could do that because they know deep down inside, not only did they lose to an unranked opponent, they lost to their arch nemesis and arch rival in Michigan. So yes. I don't know who would be claiming this, because if they're a real Ohio State fan, losing to Michigan means a ton. I don't know why they would claim something like that.
It's so funny because Ben Hartsock, good buddy of mine, SiriusXM College Sports Radio. I think he does some ESPN radio stuff too. I was listening to him today. I was driving around. And what do you think he was talking about? This is an Ohio State alum who won a national championship on that 2001 team that beat Miami. He was talking about the Michigan game. I mean, like, this is a deep-rooted issue that this fan base will have to, you know, combat when they're talking about this team, because that rivalry is top three in all of college sports. They will have to justify this 2024 national championship immediately with Michigan alumni saying, well, you didn't beat us. So it just puts that little bit of doubt onto it. And of course, we're just having fun, people. It just puts a little bit of doubt onto them saying, hey, we won a national championship. And it goes back, and we'll just put a little Georgia spin here, to that 2021 team. You know, when Tennessee beat Alabama for the first time in forever in Neyland, game-winning field goal, you know, you beat Nick Saban, they have this huge celebration. Yeah, that's all great. But you know Alabama is probably going to make it to the SEC championship game. And, of course, I think they did that year, or I think that's when LSU made it that year and Georgia won the SEC championship game. The greatest thing about Georgia's first national championship in a while in 2021 is that they lost to Bama in the SEC championship, and then they got to play them again in the national championship game and beat them to truly slay the dragon, beat Nick Saban, beat Alabama, and win a national championship all at once. The greatest victory in the history of Georgia football. There's no doubt about that, but we have fun. College football is fun. And now, Jake, the season's over.